John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It's the Christmas Pajama Party, and ladies and gentlemen, the official guest every year for the Christmas Pajama Party, the one, the only stand-up comedian, comedy club owner, Ted person, right?
Ted Bundy? Aficionado?
Ted person. I don't know if you call somebody that does a Ted thing, you know? So is there
We're Ted talkers.
Ted talker. A Ted talker.
What are you doing?
What? You do a TED Talk.
Oh, yes. I TED Talked.
He did. He TED Talked.
What topic?
Oh, I did a great TED Talk.
Eradicating raccoons.
All right.
About what?
Eradicating raccoons.
No, I did a great TED Talk. You watched
it,
right?
Yeah.
Was it not inspirational?
It was inspirational. It was really. You wouldn't have believed that Vinny had him in him. Ladies and gentlemen, Vinny Brand is here.
Hello, everybody. I have to tell you, it's my first time in all the time coming here.
Right.
That I have ever been on time.
That's true. You're usually running in the door at the last moment, right? And you were here like 10, 15 minutes early today.
No, I was here way early.
Really?
Yeah, he texted me.
Right.
And he goes, when are you going to be here? And I wrote a message I can't repeat on the air.
Right.
And I said,
God, I just woke up.
A couple S in front of it.
Yeah, it was a bunch of, yeah, and then he didn't buy it. And then he goes, are you outside in your Aerostar van? And I wrote, no, I'm in my big black van. And he wrote back, probably an Aerostar. And I'm like, I know what I drive, jackass. Don't tell me. Now I have to steal an Aerostar to make the jackass happy.
It's like 30 seats in your van, dude.
I'm going to tell you something. I figured out finally how to get here on time.
Okay. What, leave ridiculously early and do 90 miles an hour?
Yes. And speed. And I not only left early enough, I got pulled over for the first time ever today.
No. Really?
I've been pulled over plenty of times, but today was the first time coming here that I got pulled over, and I figured out how to get out of every ticket. Just be honest with the cop.
Right.
You got to be honest. And he pulled me over. He was pissy because it's cold out.
Sure.
Right.
You don't want to get out of the car.
Right, exactly.
Right. And I wanted to say to him, hey, I didn't pull you over. You stopped progress. Right. You could have sat in that car. I wouldn't have cared. And he goes, why are you speeding? And so I was just in a goofy mood. I go, because I drive like an idiot. and he kind of like, he smiled, but just a little smile. Right. So I knew.
That's right, you broke him.
I knew, right? Yeah. I said, okay, yeah. I'm not getting a speeding ticket because I just got that little bit of crack, right?
Your foot in the door.
And then he goes, and you also changed lanes twice without using your blinker.
All right.
So I go, I couldn't. Things were happening so fast, I didn't have time. And then I swear, he goes, where you going? I go, I'm going to the DiBella show. I'm going to do radio. And he goes, I listen to that show. I go, I'm Vinny Brand. He goes, I heard you. And then he let me go.
Oh, that's great.
He let me go. That's Thank great. You.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome for that.
Yeah.
You owe us a gift.
Yeah, well, I also had a PBA family member card, which may help.
Probably.
That's what I found out. That's what's important in life. You got to be honest with people. And make them laugh a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And have a family member gold card. That's what life's all about. He left. I'll tell you, you got to always be honest. I've gotten out of every ticket by being honest. Like, I got pulled over on the Jersey Turnpike a while back. The Jersey Turnpike is the road.
Uh-huh.
That is a 90-mile-an-hour piece of freeway, all right? And it's a beautiful road. So I was doing 90, and I got pulled over by a guy who's now a friend of mine. And he goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going to do a spot in New York City. I'm a comedian. He goes, you're doing 90. So I go, I know. I drive like an idiot. And he runs all my stuff. And he comes back. He goes, you're from Middletown. I'm from Middletown.
Right.
And I had no points. And so he goes, I'm going to let you go. I said, hey, I appreciate that. But he kept me on the road for 10 minutes. And I said to him, I swear to God, I go, hey, I go, you know, you kept me on the road here for 10 minutes. I was speeding because I'm late. And you're making me later. Is there any way you would mind giving me a police escort?
Stop! Right? Oh,
swear to God.
No way.
Yeah, so I did. I'll make him call me. I can't repeat what he said. I'll repeat part of what he said. He said, what the F is wrong with you? And I go, hey, if it's no, it's no. He goes, it's no! It's no! So then about 6 months, I said, you know, come to the club sometime. He's very professional because I can't do that. 6 months later, we had Chris Rock at the club.
Okay.
And he calls me. He goes, hey, it's Drew Pika. And I go, I don't know Drew Pika. He goes, I'm a New Jersey trooper. I go, I'm sorry, I don't know you. He goes, well, let me ask you, how many troopers have you asked for an escort? I'm like, Drew, how are you? He came to my house. I gave him 2 free Chris Rock tickets, which he wanted to pay for.
Right.
But I said, listen, I can't. I'm not going to charge you for the tickets. He goes, I can't do that. It's unprofessional. I go, I'm in my living room. Yeah, I'm not speeding now. And then he gave me a family member card. And 1 week later, I got pulled over doing 90, and I used that card. Oh.
Are they only good for one pullover?
I tell you, a family member card's good. I got one guy, he confiscated a family member card on me one time. For coming home at 5:30 in the morning on Father's Day morning,
right.
He pulled me over about a block from my house. I had just done the PBA fundraiser for free.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in that town. And I go, hey, I just did the PBA fundraiser because I wasn't there. I'm like, oh, my God. It's my fault your peers don't like you.
All right, so your daughter called, the youngest daughter yes. called just a little bit ago. What? Which ones? I've lost track of all of their names.
That was my 7-year-old. That's right. The one that I still...
That's the one that curses on the plane.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
That's the one I still like.
Right.
She's adorable, right? The other day, I'm on the social media, Vinny_brand,
right?
But you do social media, right?
Yeah, of course
but
we do.
But it's not your life, right?
No, it's not.
It's just something you do. But these young people,
it's
like
the show's
Taylor,
life. It's the
okay,
show's life.
For her... It's everything, okay?
Right.
So I spend the whole week with my 34-year-old daughter.
Right.
I'm with her every day. We go to lunch. We're going shopping. And all week long, I can sense that she's got, like, an attitude, right? And I finally go, hey, what's the problem? You know, oh, we've been here. Well, you know, last Monday, I put something on Instagram, and you didn't like it. I'm like, I've been liking you all week. I got to like your stupid Instagram post. And Sandra, I don't like your Instagram post. I like you. And we've been fighting since then.
Oh, my God.
Fighting. And so the other day I just tweeted. I don't think she follows me. I tweeted, I'm done with drama. If you have drama, you know, I'm done with you.
Right, right. Oh, and I remember seeing that.
Yeah, she calls me and she goes, does this mean you're not talking to me? And I'm like, I guess. I don't know.
You subtweeted your daughter.
I what?
You subtweet. It's called subtweeting. Where you say something about somebody without mentioning them.
No, I was talking about you. Well, yeah, okay, but listen, if I say I don't want drama in my life,
right,
and you know it's you, you got the drama.
Right.
That's like if I said right now in this studio, two guys are transitioning. We all know we're talking about the guy in pink pajamas. I don't have to say it. Two grown men who are having vaginas installed. I didn't wear, she Taylor wondering why I didn't wear my pajamas. I'm like, I sleep naked. What do you want me to do? I walk in the studio naked?
No, we don't want it. We don't want it at all. But I mean, I cannot believe that you said you don't want drama,
right?
And then she comes back to you. Doesn't she realize she's the drama?
That's the point, John.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point. Oh if God, you know up. You're the Bring drama, you got to stop. I can't take it anymore. I'm done with all, like, anyone says something negative. Like, like okay, now you're all happy that the impeachment happened, right? You're all happy. John was up all night long. Oh, it's a Merry Christmas!
Okay. I hated this entire process.
You love it. Yeah, these people, they love it. Okay, now I said on stage, I just kidding around, and I said on stage, because I don't let anyone know my politics. Okay, I'm fiscally conservative.
You don't let anybody know.
No, I'm fiscally, let me tell you something right now.
He is fiscally conservative. I will give him that.
Fiscally conservative, socially liberal.
Right. And don't let the big Republican tattoo on his chest.
Yeah. Nixon back piece.
Can I say this much? Okay, this is how everyone should be. You should be fiscally conservative. I look at this group here. I see the money they spent, the pajamas. They're all a bunch of liberals, all right? Nobody, that costs like $80, okay? And he wears that twice a year, and I have to experience it, all right? So here's the thing. I'm fiscally conservative. Look at this young lady over here, very concerned, okay? I'm socially liberal, young lady, okay? Fiscal conservative. But I also believe that while we should be careful with public money, I believe this, if the house is cleaned up and the groceries are put away, women should be allowed to vote. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I believe that with all my heart.
The one, the only Vinny Brand.
Yay. Thank you, John. I love it here.
Yep.
I love your new studio.
Isn't this nice?
It is very nice. And I got to tell you, I don't mean this is going to sound weird. I watched you read the traffic, all right? And it's... When you watch traffic girls, and it's always girls.
Right.
No guy does traffic. It's not a manly thing.
Better talk to the guy behind you because
my husband.
It's a traffic marriage.
Yeah. Well, you do traffic too. All right. Someday there's a real career for you. Let me say this. No, you can split a log. The thing I'm trying to say is that when you watch a traffic girl read, it's flawless. A lot of difficult words, right? And they just read it flawlessly. And it's kind of becomes sexy in a weird way.
Mm.
And then I think, I wonder how she talks in bed. It's probably that same melodious tone, right?
But understand, in her case, she's getting answered the same way
also. Yeah, absolutely. The expressway is jammed up today. You're going to have to take an alternate route.
Now, from what I understand, you want to take on the persona of Dr. Phil this morning.
I do, because Taylor is upset, because her guy of 4 years dumped her.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
You got dumped, right?
I sure did.
And you're upset about it, but she explained to me off air how the guy did it. And that's what, I want to tell you something, okay? First of all, he did you a favor. He did you a favor. I'll tell you why. First of all, he's a fear of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But in the breakup, she told me he cried. He broke up with her and cried. That is disgusting behavior from a man. Men don't cry. Period. You never.
Don't be here for the end of the show.
Yeah. You don't cry. A man only cries if you're a Giant fan. A man cries if you realize you gave up the wrong quarterback and you kept like a camera Carson. It's disgusting.
It's crazy. I think his therapist told him to do it. That's
the biggest problem.
Dated a guy with a therapist?
She has a therapist.
What's next? A male traffic reporter?
I don't know. Someone help me.
Oh, my God. First of all, you know you're cute. You know you're cute, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm adorable. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Exactly.
Now you understand why he broke up with her, because all of the answers are like that. I'm this, I'm this, I'm this.
Okay, but listen, my wife's beautiful. She knows she's beautiful, but she's a little more classy than, she didn't admit it. And the thing is, and you're adorable. You're from a super rich family.
Shout out to my parents. Hello.
Yeah, he broke up with you. He should now start seeing a therapist. And his therapist should be saying to him, you're an idiot. Now, let me ask something. What does he do for a living?
He recruits.
Recruits what?
I don't know. People for jobs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Taylor, listen to me, okay? Whenever someone breaks up with you, they're doing you a favor, okay? Dave's got a favor coming. He doesn't know about it yet. But the thing I'm trying to tell you.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, listen, I don't know how you exactly feel because I've never been dumped, but.
Right, yeah, no.
I've never been dumped. I did break up with a girl one time by stopping calling her.
You ghosted her.
I ghosted her before that was a term.
Ooh.
And about 8 or 10 weeks later, she called me and she goes, hey, are we still dating? And I go, I don't know. When's the last time we talked? And she goes, 8 weeks ago. I go, oh, then I guess not. And I never called her again. But you should be happy. Are you out dating again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, oh, yeah.
Don't go into hormones.
Wow, Jesus Christ. I just played Know That Ho earlier.
Yeah.
Ho.
She went from moping around the office to, guess what I'm doing tonight?
Oh, yeah.
So who are you dating now?
I mean, not just one person. I go on many dates. Not all of them are great. My sister had to come rescue me last week from a date.
So how do you meet guys?
Online.
You're gonna hit your swipes.
You're meeting guys online.
I know. I do the whole Tinder game, you know.
Yes. So what websites are you on?
Just Tinder and Hinge. Hinge counts. It's classy.
You're on Tinder?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a whore dating site.
You sound like my dad.
I am your dad right now. Get off Tinder, whore.
Your dad only has two girls. He's got five.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if I had a girl on Tinder, I'd smash the phone.
Speaking of which, all right, it's Christmas, and what's going on with the littlest one?
Christmas is the best, by the way. And let me tell you, it's Merry Christmas. It's not Happy Holidays. I think I've covered this in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the other holidays, they suck. And I'm not saying your religion's wrong. I'm saying your holiday is wrong, right?
I'll say happy holidays sometimes because I don't want to say Merry Christmas and have a happy new year, right? You know, I don't have enough time for you.
Yeah, but Merry Christmas covers it. Now, I did an event 2 days ago, a holiday party, mm-hmm. and it was for a Jewish organization. And I said to the people, I said to them, did you celebrate Christmas? And they said, no, we celebrate Hanukkah. And I go, oh, you get 8 days of giving or whatever it is, nine, I don't know how many days. And this week says to me, he goes, oh, we don't do that. We do all the gifts on one day. I go, guess what? You're celebrating Christmas. Get a tree. Get a tree already.
It's a bush with blue lights on it.
It is. I had to explain to my daughter why, because my wife's very religious. I'm not, because all the religious rules make me crazy, right? Like the food rules, all right? I really don't believe God's in heaven talking about a meal plan, okay? Okay, what, Friday's going to be fish. I don't think that's happening. Anyway, so my wife has the whole, you know, it's all about Jesus. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's about Amazon, whatever. And she explains the nativity scene. And we're looking at the nativity scene, and it's just, because it's a very Catholic church, Jesus isn't there yet. Just a bunch of people staring at an empty crib. Right. And Joseph's looking at the crib, and Mary's, like, and they got their hands out. Everyone's pointing to the crib, but there's nothing there.
Right.
And I said to my daughter, I go, doesn't it look like the mother's going, where's the baby? And the father's going, I put him right there! And he's gone! And then Mary, the baby! And he's like, oh, don't look at me, there's three Muslims behind me! I suspect!
Vinny Brand is our guest, and we've got a studio full of pajamaed listeners. It is the Christmas Pajama Show right here at MGK.
The John DeBella Show.
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What?
I forget.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.